Chapter 6. In the shadow of Shaddai, there is empowerment. The Overtaker's Anointing. There is an anointing in the shelter of Shaddai that comes upon you to empower you for exploits. That same anointing causes you to overtake your competitors. The power of the Lord came on Elijah, and tucking his cloak into his belt, he ran ahead of Ahab all the way to Jezreel. 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 46. In the scripture above, the king of Israel, Ahab, had had a historic meeting with the prophet Elijah, after which Elijah took himself to the top of Mount Carmel for prayer. Not long after that, the Lord released rain on Israel after 3.5 years of drought. At Elijah's instruction, Ahab had an early start, with the full complement of a horse-drawn royal chariot on the 50-kilometer journey from Mount Carmel to Jezreel. But something happened that put Elijah ahead of the race to Jezreel, even though he did not have the advantage of technology, a chariot drawn by royal horses. I suppose in contemporary times, we could compare the chariot to a sports car, a motorcycle, or maybe a helicopter. Elijah just had his two legs. Yet, he had something Ahab didn't have. Shaddai. The scripture says, the power of the Lord came on Elijah, and he ran ahead of Ahab all the way to Jezreel. In other words, even though Ahab had a head start, and it seemed as if he had the advantage by virtue of position and resources, when the power of the Lord came into the equation, their positions were immediately and permanently reserved. Suddenly, the one who was leading got lost among the backbenchers, and the one who was disadvantaged became the leader. That is God. The power of the Lord is the anointing that enables you to do what you hitherto could not do. Ordinarily, a man cannot outrun horses, but under the unction of anointing, it becomes possible. Beloved, has somebody gone ahead of you in life? Are you fretting because your contemporaries have advanced way ahead of you in the race of life, in education, in resources? Is everybody else better connected than you? Fear not. Do not despair. Under the shadow of Shaddai, you shall overtake them. I thank God that I belong to a living church. I say living church because the power of God is ever present in Royal House Chapel, and any organism that is alive grows and bears fruit in abundance. Under the ministry of the set man of God, Apostle General Sam Kurenchankra, I am a living witness of many instances of the manifestation of the power of God. I want to share with you a testimony of one of my sisters. It is captured in her own words. I walked into Royal House very clueless, having no bearing of how my life will turn out. At the time, I had stayed home for 4 years after secondary school, and my colleagues had gone ahead of me to further their education at the university. This was principally as a result of financial constraints, coupled with the fact that I did not pass two of my papers which I had to resit. To the glory of God, I passed those papers after resitting them. I then gained admission to the University of Ghana to read a BA in political science with geography. Though I was financially incapacitated, through the benevolence of the Apostle General and Mama Rita, my fees were paid. To God's glory, and by the mercies of the altar of Royal House Chapel, I emerged with first-class honours. The Apostle General then prophesied that I would pursue my master's abroad. Then came the Competitive Commonwealth Shared Scholarship, which offers scholarship opportunities to students from 26 Commonwealth countries to pursue their masters in the United Kingdom. This scholarship entails the full payment of tuition and living expenses, as well as accommodation, plane ticket, baggage, and clothing allowance. I applied for this scholarship, and to the glory of God, I got accepted by three schools out of which I selected the best. Upon successful completion, I graduated as the only African and female who emerged with a distinction by the grace of God. During one of Apostle General's visits to the United Kingdom, he prophesied to me that I would receive a fully funded PhD. True to this word, the Lord gave me a helper at the University of Florida in the person of a professor who not only wrote me a recommendation letter, but also took the pain to edit my personal statement to suit the university's criteria. To cut the long story short, I got accepted at the University of Florida with full funding and a graduate assistantship. I'm currently a second-year PhD student at the University of Florida, pursuing a PhD in political science. Thanks to the Apostle General and Mama Rita for their support throughout this journey. Indeed, what God cannot do does not exist. Marceline Amuzu, PhD candidate, University of Florida. When I first met Marceline, she was a young girl serving in the teens ministry of Royal House Chapel. She was lacking direction and thought her life had hit a dead end. Her classmates were 4 years ahead of her. It appeared she was behind those who were behind. But her story changed because she submitted herself to God. God gave her direction and helpers, and suddenly her 4 years of marking time became irrelevant as she ran and overtook all her colleagues and seniors, and is now on her way to securing her PhD. What is your story? God can change it. What is your position? God can change it. What is your circumstance? God can change it. Did you know that Lazarus had been dead and stinking for 4 days by the time Jesus arrived on the scene? And yet, it didn't make a difference to the power of God. Lazarus arose from the dead and lived to tell the tale. Under the shadow of Shaddai, even dead bones rise. Do you know who else needed the power of God to accomplish the impossible? Mary. The young virgin who did not know a man and yet conceived the Saviour of the world. This was her secret. The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I do not know what you are carrying in the womb of your spirit, what God-given vision you have been nursing for decades, that business idea that you have been ruminating on for ages. You have spent your life constantly drawing up a wish list. My darling, arise, gird your loins and locate yourself under the shadow of Shaddai. For there you shall receive empowerment to do more than you ever thought possible. And in case you didn't know, take it from me, God has a soft spot for underdogs. It doesn't matter what your circumstances are. Listen, let me remind you again. 1. Lazarus had been dead and stinking for 4 days. 2. Mary was a virgin. 3. Elijah had only his two legs. 4. Gideon was a timid nobody. 5. Joseph was a convicted slave. 6. Saul was a daddy's boy still living at home. 7. Paul was a murderer. 8. Peter was an unsuccessful fisherman. 9. Abraham, at retirement age, still didn't have a plan. 10. Moses was a murderer, a fugitive, and a stammerer, with very low self-esteem. Where do you belong? The common denominator among the above-listed people is that they were unqualified, yet they did not stay in the doldrums. The power of God came upon them, and their stories changed forever. In the shadow of Shaddai, there is power to overtake and do exploits.